then it's Meath that have come out on top against Donegal in a scoreline of 218 to 116. When you were with me last, it was half time, Mark, and at that point Donegal had a decent breeze going in. They were only a point down, it was 8-7, and it was looking possibly for finishing the season on a win and note against a very talented Meath team. But Meath came out with a bit between the teeth, and the breeze seemed to drop, you know, looking at the flags here, and they really went after Donegal and them opening exchanges. And indeed, 17 minutes in that second half, they'd outscored Donegal 162 points, and the basis of that was just built on the Meath work rate. They were attacking Donegal everywhere, they had problems coming out, and Donegal on one of their forays up the pitch were very unlucky not to score a goal in those opening minutes, with the score at 10-8. It was a brilliant run by Liam McKinney down the left wing. He put the ball across to Josh Connolly McGee. He did everything right, he sidestepped his man and he rattled the ball off the post. Now, there's only a couple of points in it, but Meath really took over from there, and they themselves punched a couple of goals. One of them, again, catching Donegal coming out of defence and flip ball inside, and it was Tom Shane giving the ball to Mikey Cole, and he finished low into the Donegal net, and Luke White was left stranded at that point. It was a one-on-one situation, and Meath followed it up a few minutes later with a second goal, and indeed at that point it was all one-way traffic. Meath were controlling the game, and Donegal were looking out and dead on their feet at that stage. But there's something about this Donegal team, the battling qualities that they have. They were 216 to 12 points down, and you just thought at that point, game over, Meath are going to see you out the game, and it was going to be a very poor second half. But then you had the Donegal rally, the bench came on and really added a lot of impact. Richie Ryan came on, Ryan Hulfrey came on, and Rory Campbell came on the pitch, and they had a big say on that fight back. Indeed, Campbell getting the goal at that point, and it looked like just Dammy's limitation, but that was followed by brilliant scores by Liam McKinney, Donald Keeley, Liam McKinney again, and that man Rory Campbell putting another score, and that put a goal between them and really set us up for an intriguing finish. Now, there was only minutes remaining at this point, but it was 216 to 116, and it looked like Donegal, maybe they put a few high balls in, they were looking for that big finish, that equalising goal, but Meath went up the pitch and won a handy free, and Tom Shane, who has been absolutely deadly today for Meath from dead balls, he put that ball over the bar, and he actually added one with a very last attack of the game to put Meath 5 up on the day. But it was a brilliant fight back in those last 10 minutes. It showed a lot of guts from Donegal. They emptied the bench. As I say, big miss here, Ronan McDermott. I had words with him at half time. I got an interview with Ronan, that'll be up on the site shortly. I'll get a talk to Mickey McCann as well. So listen, all in all, the season ends here, Mark, for Donegal Hurlers. Again, you know, playing in this Christy Ring, it's something that 5-6 years ago Donegal just weren't near the level of. So the fact that they're in it and they're safe in it in the next season is progress. They're back up in the Division 2B. So even though towards the times today in this game Meath looked a wee bit of a step ahead, particularly with the high intensity game they were at, they were pushing Donegal, they were causing turnovers, Donegal were struggling to come into the game, but that battling quality that Mickey McCann has instilled in Donegal, you could see it there, and they fought right to the very end. That extra wee bit of quality, I think wee bit of power and athleticism that Meath had was enough to get them across the line. And the rain has come down here in O'Donnell Park, Mark, but as you're just saying, the sun is shining though in Celtic Park. I'll tell you what, that was some finish. So listen, even though we're leaving here today, Mark, not in the best of moods in Donegal hurling, that was some finish for all the Celtic fans out there. But as I say, I'm going to get a chat to Mickey McCann now, just to get his assumptions on that finish in that second half to Donegal. So as I say, without that bit of a fight back, you know, if Meath had a run out 10-12 points winners, it would have been a sore end of the season. That brilliant 8 minutes where Donegal fought back to a goal and really put the match in balance, I think is what Mickey will take toward the end of this game and what he'll look to build into next season again.